It had been old when Babylon was new. None knows how long it slept beneath that mound, where in the end our questing shovels found its granite blocks and brought it back to view. There were vast pavements and foundation walls and crumbling slabs and statues carved to show fantastic beings of some long ago past anything the world of man recalls. And then we saw those stone steps leading down through a choked gate of graven dolomite to some black haven of eternal night where elder signs and primal secrets frown. We cleared a path but raced in mad retreat when from below we heard those clumping feet. His solid flesh had never been away, for each dawn found him in his usual place. But every night his spirit loved to race through gulfs and worlds remote from common day. He had seen Yadith, yet retained his mind, and come back safely from the Gurik zone, when one still night across curved space was thrown that beckoning piping from the voids behind. He waked that morning as an older man, and nothing since has looked the same to him. Objects around float nebulous and dim, false phantom trifles of some vaster plane. His folk and friends are now an alien throng, to which he struggles vainly to belong. Over old roofs and past decaying spires, the harbor whistles chant all through the night. Throats from strange ports and beaches far and white, and fabulous oceans ranged in motley choirs. Each to the other alien and unknown, yet all by some obscurely focused force from brooding gulfs beyond the zodiac's course, fused into one mysterious cosmic drone. Through shadowy dreams they send a marching line of still more shadowy shapes and hints and views, echoes from outer voids and subtle clues to things which they themselves cannot define. And always in that chorus, faintly blent, we catch some notes no earthship ever sent.